January 17th. The beginning of this term, the spring term, my final term at Pitt, as I head now toward retirement, has been unusually stressful, exhausting, migraine-laden for me. Part of that, a big part, I'm sure, has to do with the weather the last few weeks, brutally cold in general, and then successively, over the last week or so, a series of snowfalls. The first, about 5 inches of very icy, dense snow that felt as heavy as any snow I can remember, like concrete when I went out to shovel it, tweaking my back in less than a minute because I underestimated its weight until it was too late. Then 2 more day-long stretches of flurries, each of which added about 3 inches of its own. Trips to the woods have been hard to squeeze in between the pressures of work and the physical demands of clearing snow and bundling up, what walks I've taken being truncated by the energy it takes to slog through deep snow or resist the biting chill. I did, though, get out today for a walk of maybe 2 miles, which felt like 6. It is 14 degrees, but sunny, blue sky, serene, very beautiful. All of the trees, their many branches, big and small, are laden with the fluffy stuff that came down yesterday and the day before, as much as 6 inches of it on the bigger branches, so light and soothing to look at. I've been thinking a lot lately, and did so in the woods today, about memory, and the sense of reservoirs of specific memories, how hard it can be at this age to bear their weight, carry on with them. I'm not talking about a few terrible traumas that might keep rising up like demons to terrorize or distract. More, the quotidian memories of the rudenesses, the stupidities, the selfishnesses that I, like most others, have indulged in by dint of being human. I don't necessarily mind so much having done the things that I knew at the time were rude or stupid or selfish. It's the ones I had no such insight into at the time, just did them blindly, even enthusiastically at times, like I had a right to them, the way Coleridge's mariner shoots the albatross with his crossbow, utterly thoughtless. When everything on his ship's journey through the Southern Ocean goes awry in the aftermath of that little bit of destruction, the rest of the crew blame him, hanging the dead bird around his neck. At my age now, some days at least, like today, I feel like I have dozens of such heavy, dead birds draped over my shoulders, making it very hard not to stoop. And I hung them there myself. I can hear my mother's voice, loud, scolding all of us when we were young and slouch, "Pull back your shoulders, stand up straight." And I try to do it, over and over. But the weight is so hard to counter. Many older people slouch and stoop. As I think back to it now, my mother had a badly bent back, early on, osteoporosis, which became worse and worse as she aged until, near the end, her spine was nearly doubled over and would microfracture very painfully from any strain or stress. I think she always believed that she could overcome that by an assertion of will, or, when she couldn't, could at least pressure us, her kids, to force our backs straight up, our shoulders level, while we were young, and then work to keep them like that when the inevitable pressure of time and age weighed heavy on us, like that dense snow on the shovel I had trouble lifting just a few days ago. There was a fallen log beside the path today, one I'm familiar with, that was piled very high with the recent snow. Kind of a bent log, like my mother's back, especially high in the middle, all that white. It reminded me of an Andrew Wyeth drawing I saw for the first time in my early teens, April Wind, a sketch of an old man viewed sidewise from behind, sitting on a log, slumped forward, not like he's carrying the weight of the world, but like he's carrying the almost unbearable weight of his own life, as I am right now. I've thought of that drawing hundreds of times over the years because, for some reason, even at that young age, I identified with him, felt that pressure and weight, could see my future in his image. That snow piled on the log today was like an extreme version of that man, no longer distinctly embodied, just a mound of heavy memories staring at the ground. I'm hanging my head here as I type these last words today, so ashamed, filled with sadness, embarrassment at so much of what I have done and been. Outside the window, the sun is shining bright. The trees out back are adorned with their shining coats of soft white snow. It is so beautiful. That, I guess, is life in a nutshell.